Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language. And sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mitts and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. It's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to Footy Prime News and Dubs, your one-stop destination for footy news and dubs. Yeah, that's Amy Walsh. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
The spants, or, you know, like they're, you can skorts. Unzip them.
There's skorts, yeah. It's yeah. A skirt, but shorts.
That's Jimmy's thing, sir.
I had a skirt.
Are they called culottes?
No, the ones that unzip that can be shorts or pants. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. Those ones are the worst.
Oh, they're so ugly.
Yeah. Hey, it's Footy Prime. It's News and Dubs, everyone. Been a busy week again, hasn't it? Great, great one yesterday with Dwayne De Rosario. I've enjoyed this week's, actually, podcasts, as opposed to usually when I leave the week with anger in my gut. No, it's been very good, but it could all go wrong now.
What do you mean? Do you not usually enjoy? You've been doing this for 4.5 years. Now.
I know. I'm a bit of a masochist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. There were good shows this week. Really good shows. One left, and then we got a couple of days off. Thank Christ for that. Yeah. Hey, Dubs. By the way, great T-shirt. Can you mention the T-shirt situation here?
Yes, it's a Banner Factory. So this is the fan group, and they also have T-shirts and swag that runs the Legends Row inductions that we were really pushing for Jimmy Brennan to be included on Legends Row. So I don't understand how he's not already there. So I had made that T-shirt promoting our friend Jimmy. And Annie from Banner Factory contacted me, and she said, "We love your shirt. We want to send you one of ours." So this is it. This is a link up that they did with Common Goal, and it's their Pride T-shirt.
It's amazing. It's a lovely T-shirt.
Yeah.
Is there any heart?
I think so.
Yeah, she's been listening to us for a long time. Annie has a long time.
She has. Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not sure when the announcement is. Maybe Annie or anyone from there can let us know when the announcement is for the next inductee. And if it's not Jimmy, it'd be really funny. And just like, yeah. He's not on now after all that. Either we are way smaller than we think we are.
Yeah. I'll burn the T-shirt on the podcast. I'll burn the T-shirt that I made. But thank you to Annie and to Banner Factory. It was really kind of them to send me a shirt.
It's called Banner Factory on Twitter, right? Isn't it? On Instagram? Or is it called something different? Those who are interested should look into it.
I'm pretty sure it's Banner Factory on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I think it is.
It is, right? Yeah, I think so.
Is it anyway. Only me? Is it only me, Sharms? But now I don't want Jimmy to make it.
I don't want you to make it.
That'd be hilarious.
Sure. No. Brilliant.
It would be so brilliant.
Must have somebody in there.
Yeah. How unpopular must he be?
How many people did he piss off?
Andy Walsh is going to get on there.
Right in.
Hey,
he was the right in.
Andy Walsh. Andy Walsh, you said, right?
Andy Walsh.
Yeah, not Amy Walsh.
Andy Walsh. Wink.
Yeah. I love Andy Walsh is a great guy, by the way, and a decent little midfielder. And he actually did a pretty good. His coaching, was it Burton recently? Forget now.
I think he was in the manager. I can't remember where he was. Barry, maybe.
Yeah, he was in the manager ranks anyway. He's going that direction. But we should get him on the show because Andy's a really good dude.
He's a funny man.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's a real person. I just thought Forrest was inventing like a male version of Andy Walsh.
That's what I thought too. I thought he was quick and sharp.
Maybe Gabe Gallagher can get on before Jimmy. I'm trying to think some other names in the past who weren't at TFC for too long. Gabe was a good guy too, actually. Collins John. Maybe Collins John can get on the row before Jimmy. Anyone else?
John Collins?
Mister? How about Mister, Jimmy? What if Mister gets on there before you?
Oh, Popeye.
Popeye?
Colin Samuels. Do you remember him? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you know how we gave him his nickname, Paca?
Oh, boy.
No? So we're on a bus, and Colin Samuels is a Trinidad guy. I thought I told you about this before. So we're on a bus one day to a match, and I was talking to him, and I think it was with Robbo and Deitch, and I give him a little nudge. He's like, let's warm Samuel up here. And he goes, Deitch says, hey, what's the best keeper you play? I said, it's probably – when I was playing against West Ham, they had Paca Hislop. And Paca Hislop, what a player he was. And Robbo's like, oh, man, I thought Paca was a really good goalkeeper as well. And now all of a sudden you hear Colin Samuels go, who the fuck is Paca, man? It's Chaka. We ended up calling him Paca after that.
There's the promo clip right there, Wonga, JC, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, who's the player that said that we are the worst team in the world?
That was Eric Kovermans, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
The worst team in the world. While playing for them. That was a great quote, wasn't it? One of the great quotes in TFC history. That was brilliant. Anyway, it's 30 prime and it's Flaccid Four. Flaccid Four. Let's get right to it. I know Jimmy's got to leave a little bit early today, so let's get started with Flaccid Four, shall we? So roll it,
Jay-Z.
The
hottest takes on the hottest questions from the hottest team in sports. This is the
Flaccid Four. Flaccid Four. Sweet Prime presents this Flaccid Four.
Sorry, not tonight, honey.
It is a Flaccid Four, or maybe the Flaccid Three. We'll see how time's going. Last week it was Flaccid Three. So I thought this week we'll start with a supporters question because they got ripped off last week. And it's a good question as well. Okay. Who's keeping score this week? Wonga, you still on the
I'll
job?
I'll keep score. Yeah, I've got a pencil.
Right. See, you're still on the job. Are you on the job still? How is the rear end, by the way?
I'll give you an update, but it hasn't been as pretty as leaving the waiting room.
There's been some
issues.
Some post.
Yeah. My intestines are a little traumatized right now, but I feel like I'm getting better.
As are all our listeners from the last podcast.
Their ears are bleeding.
All right. So let's get to it. Let's try and move through this quicker than usual, right? Because we really have to. An hour and a half for a podcast is way too long. All right. So the supporters this week, they asked this. The Vancouver Whitecaps stand alone as the only Canadian MLS club to go undefeated this season, albeit one game less than Montreal and TFC, I should mention. What is something that nobody can beat you at? A special skill or talent that you dominate? Okay, Jimmy's got an answer.
We all know mine. Darts. Don't even come near me with that.
How good are you at darts? You play in a pub league.
Division 2 champ.
So Division 2. So
not that good.
No,
not the best.
Champ got promoted to the top league.
Is it promotion like that too? It's a pyramid.
And we won that league too. So
that's brilliant.
Also, it's teams, right? It's teams.
Yeah, I got a good team.
How many guys have left?
A little bit dismantled at the moment, but overall, good team.
Yeah.
How many Brennans on your team?
There's two. One tried to get on, but we binned him.
Who was it? Was it Mike or Ryan? Who?
Ryan. Ryan's.
Oh, Ryan, eh? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You shit?
Oh, shit. Beyond shit. Like, really bad.
Oh, right. You let the family down. Oh, huh? Yeah. That's the worst part of darts is the subtracting. I hate that.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, you're playing and all of a sudden he's counting 25, 27, 28. Yeah. Using his toes.
Darts. He looks like a darts player, though.
What's that?
He looks like a darts player.
That's Michael. Michael definitely. Yeah.
That's true. Michael, yeah.
He's the heavier one.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you're discriminating against Ryan because of his slim physique.
Yeah, probably. Or skinny Malenki over there.
Yeah.
Too thin. Right, points wise, what do you think the supporters would give Jimmy for that? I mean, he's pretty confident.
An eight. There were stories behind it. Yeah.
Misses the mark, as it were.
And you got to make fun of two brothers, not just one brother.
Thinking about Bullseye.
8.5 for making fun of the siblings.
Okay.
And calling one fat and fat shaming one. So that's almost a nine.
One's dumb and can't count, and one's fat.
Done.
Nice,
Jimmy.
Almost a 10. That's an 8.5 right there.
All right. Who's next there? JC.
I think no one can touch me when it comes to karaoke Phil Collins. It's not even a question. And the thing is, I'd do it right now, but I don't have any Phil Collins music behind me.
You gotta do that, it.
Can I do a drum beat for you? You know the one.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Oh yeah.
Oh Lord.
Uh-huh.
I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Oh no!
Yeah, I had the music.
It was so
you're,
good.
And I'm you're like, right.
Can
you're
we
right,
go to karaoke on Saturday?
Yes. Birthday karaoke. Let's do it.
All right.
I tell you, if you close your eyes there, you sounded like Bill Collins.
Jill Collins down the street.
She's the best. Yeah.
That was great, though.
Coming soon to Legends Row.
That's got to be a 10, isn't it? A 10-pointer?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you sing your answer like that, it's got.
I'm going to sing all my answers from now on. Yeah,
no matter how bad they are. That was great. 10 points. I think we can all agree, yeah?
I'll give them 10.
Craig, right. What are you amazing at that no one else can beat you at?
Nobody's ever wore Puma so many consecutive days ever that could ever beat me.
It's true.
That is bang on, too. I was going to say, no one can stack shelves better than me, especially the tall one.
Well, that too.
I tell you what, Forrest, if I ever got close to one of those tracksuits when you weren't looking, there'd be a nice cock hanging off of that cat.
Pardon?
There would be a cock. Remember what I did to Carl Robinson? His Puma boots? When I drew the dick on them?
Oh.
You drew a dick on Robbo's boots?
Yeah.
On the white.
A couple of guys that had Puma, and I drew a dick on them.
What, you made the Puma actually a cock?
No. But see how he's leaping? I actually had a cock hanging off of that Puma. They actually played a match with the boots on with the cock hanging off.
Oh, my God.
Okay, forget the old promo clip I mentioned. That's the promo clip right there.
Oh, that's so good. That's amazing. I'm going to do that, too. Poor little guy. he's a little shy, this one.
Hey, great. Colby doesn't need to be little, does he? He can be a beast.
Yeah. Well, his tail's pretty big.
That's not his tail.
All right. Yeah, so Craig's wearing Puma. I think we give Jimmy an extra point because of the cock.
Yeah.
But what's Craig's worth? That's a good one, too. He has worn Puma back to back.
It's self-deprecating. It shows what a loser he is now.
Mm-hmm.
Eight? I'd say an eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
If he drew the cock on the cat, the Puma, then it would have been nine. Like if he had it already,
yeah, right. Yeah. Already on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Give him an eight. All right.
Why wouldn't you just draw another Puma on top of it, connecting the tail and make that the
yes
Puma centipede? So you can do Puma centipede too.
But there you have the Puma's cock, but also the cock infiltrating the other Puma.
No, right? Well, I think you guys have got it all wrong. A Puma is a cat, so it should be a pussy.
That's inappropriate, Dubs.
Oh, yeah. I went over the line.
It's always funny when someone goes over the line. I don't know what it's like. But it's always funny.
Yeah, never.
Yeah. All right, Dubs, your turn.
I can hold a handstand for a really long time.
Show us. No. Can you show it to us right now?
No.
Why not?
On the video. She'll show us a video.
Like, yeah, just get up. I've just always been able to do a handstand. And it's one of these skills that just never leaves you. So I'm 46 and I can still beat anybody. Like, I could point to anybody in the street and be like, handstand contest now, and I would beat them.
But actual handstand, not headstand.
No, handstand. Yep.
Against the wall?
No.
Oh.
Is this the segment for box to box?
I think it might be.
No, just a handstand. I'm
you sent us a video a while back on the dark web of some weird fucked up body contortion thing you were doing. It was horrible.
It was I was doing a diaphragm vacuum.
That's what it was. Oh. Yeah, diaphragm vacuum.
So you do a false inhale, and then it suctions your organs kind of to your spine, and your ribs look kind of concave and hollowed out. It's very cool. It's good.
It's not cool. It's horrible. You saw that, Jimmy.
And if you're into yoga, it's called Uddiyana Bandha. But it's basically a diaphragm vacuum.
I knew a girl called Uddiyana Bandha once.
Also coming to Legends Row.
I normally have when we're out getting a curry.
What's that?
Uddiyana Bandha.
Uddiyana Bandha.
Dish, you know?
What language is that, Dub?
It's a tofu curry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sanskrit.
Sanskrit. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're right. I believe you. You probably can beat most people in a handstand competition.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
I'm really. I don't know if I should ask Wong this question. but it's Wong's turn.
Well, we have to grade her. What did she get?
That's pretty good because I totally believe that for sure. Unlike the darts, and I'm sure someone's worn Puma longer.
Yeah. I mean, the only visual help you have is Forrest because he obviously has worn Puma every day, but. We don't really know how good Jimmy is at darts. He says he's good at darts.
Well, second division champion.
So not that good at darts.
He's going to throw a dart at the computer.
Oh, no.
He's not going to be able to find him because he's moving.
Prove it.
In a box somewhere. Hey, tell you what, Dubs, if you can give us a handstand right now, we'll give you 11 points. I know you're competitive.
That'll put you in first place. God damn it.
So, Dubs.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, Dubs. Oh, she got pants on.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Okay, give them a play-by-play.
What's Jimmy's trophy here?
Jimmy's showing us his trophy.
Aurora Newton's
plaque.
You'll be all right, Dubs.
2017 champion.
Here she goes.
Oh, here we go. Oh, look at that. She's moving.
Whoa.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Not great. Seemed better.
That's pretty good in a tight spot.
Yeah. I'll give you 11 points, though. Come on. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Well done, though.
She doesn't even know she's got 11 points yet because her earphones aren't in.
Wasn't my best, but it was still pretty good.
11 points, Dubs. 11 points.
Yeah. 11, especially because you're 53. Like 53 years old, you get 11 points.
Fuck off, Wonger.
remember, I did a push up thing for you guys once as well on this show. I didn't remember
50 push ups.
Yeah, that's twice now that someone's done something physical on this podcast.
Yeah, Jimmy and I forced you into, we nagged you into doing it, and then we were worried about you. You got off, you were breathing heavy.
I blew myself
head
out.
Was like a tomato.
Dubs, that was really impressive.
Jimmy shows us his second division championship darts thing. I bet he doesn't even have his gold cup medal anywhere.
Yeah, probably not.
Can you find it?
I have no idea where that is.
Exactly.
That was so
I can also
years
do the handstand walk. Like I've had competitions, you know, when you walk on your hands. I'm good at that too.
Show us.
No, I just kind of did trying to hold the handstand.
Bit. It was impressive.
Jump over a barrel? Walking like that?
No, for someone well past their prime, that was really good.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Wonger. Again, this is what I'm very concerned about, this question. But
No. They're very – I've got two, actually. So people, you know, I've been blessed. So the first one is, and I've always had this as a skill, if I can – in a crowd, you're at a party, I can always find the weirdest person in the room. Immediately, like about 0.4 seconds, I'm like, that guy right there, stay the fuck away from him.
You mean the second weirdest person in the room?
Well, he's actually saying the same about me. So,
or he's saying you're the loudest in the room.
leads directly to the second. I think I am very skilled and maybe the best at winding up a bar, getting everybody together, introducing themselves, having a fun night. I know Craig has seen it. I know JC has seen it. I think Charm's a little, but I really can pull people together at a bar and have fun.
Yeah.
Maybe the best in the world. Maybe the best in the world.
That is true.
Concur.
Yeah. Also the most annoying person at the bar.
if you're so inclined to think that, yes.
Oh.
Like if you're already one of those people who go, I go to a bar to drink on Drinker's Row and be miserable. And then there's Wonger laughing and breakdancing with Dubs leading around like a monkey. You're like, what are we doing here?
Like more like Wonger, listen, so you got to stop. Why? Not Wonger, it's awake. they're not interested.
That guy is not waking up.
Perhaps. Come on.
You're not going to arouse him.
Come on, sleepy. Maybe arouse him.
Look, okay, come on.
Yep.
All right. That was a good one, actually, Wonga. It's true. How many points, guys? What do you think?
15.
No.
9.
Can't beat JC's. 9? Okay, we'll give 9.
Charms, you got to go then.
Jenga. No one can fucking touch me at Jenga. I got all these different methods, including what I call the power flick. When something won't quite move. Also got me a wife.
She hates your oral approach to sex.
Please not
the flick.
Please not the power flick, baby. Yeah. You know you want it. No.
Stop talking like that. Stop.
That's why
it.
I talk. That's why I talk during sex. iOS.
El Flicko.
Here it comes.
God. Let's go upstairs, baby, and play some Jenga.
No, I'm really great at it. I have never lost a game, which isn't quite true, but I've lost very rarely, and I just destroy my daughter. Have done her whole life. And yeah, I mean, no matter what, even when you think there's no way out of this Jenga predicament, there's always a way, often through the power flick. And
because you used the word power flick, I think 4 times in that little paragraph. I think it's a 9. You're all up right. There.
Thank you.
Yeah. For the power flick.
All right. Good. Appreciate that. All right. Next one. Jimmy, how about your question?
Yes.
Yes. How about it, Charms?
Yes. Would you like me to read it for you?
I can't find it. So my question was, obviously Nike's unveiled its jerseys around the world. A few other brands have as well. Has there ever been a point in your career where you wore a kit or a uniform and you thought, this is absolutely horrendous and I look like a fucking tit?
Yes.
Good work.
Actually, I'll go get it.
Yeah.
All right. I got show and tell on Footy Prime today.
Yeah, no kidding. This is great.
Amy's going to go get hers too.
Craig's wearing the boxes again. Hasn't got round to putting the pants on yet, apparently.
He's not going to be able to find it.
Oh whoa, that's a stash. You've got a stash of shirts there, Dubs. Yeah. Dubs brings over like about 11 shirts.
I've got all of my Canada kit as well to answer this question.
Well, before Craig comes back, you show us which one you thought was ridiculous.
Well, I've got both. This is
that's bad.
National theme. Like, this is what the throwback should have been, right? I know it's Umbro.
No, that's the throw up.
Nike. No, I love this. I love this one. This is my first, the kit that I wore for my first cap in 1998.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Is that why you love it? Because it's not good looking.
Well, maybe it's that. Maybe it's nostalgia. And maybe I just.
My wife says that about me.
A special place in my heart. But the one that's the absolute worst is. There we go. For the Olympics.
Yeah.
This is
look at that color.
Because it's bland?
It's terrible, right? And yeah, like, look. Like, so wow. We played in really poor weather when we were in China. And this became, so it was white kit with white shorts with a red trim on it. Yeah. Absolutely. It was like a wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, so it's not so bad then.
Why is the neck so big?
I don't know.
It's like, let's go.
It was, it was like Flashdance.
It was that, right? Flashdance. The only thing that's good about it is everybody signed this one.
That's cool. That should be in a frame somewhere.
That is a terrible kit. Even the numbering is terrible.
It's awful, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Turn it around. Look at the 13. Looks like a kid drew that.
Yeah, it's true. Like bubble letters, right?
It was also a men's,
yeah.
It was a men's jersey, right?
Yeah, well, no, at that point, these ones were probably meant like, to be for women, but
that's
yeah.
It's a huge neck hole. It's huge, the neck hole. Yeah. Massive, isn't it?
Costanza wore it.
This is a men's one.
That's pretty
This is a men's large, and I wore this at like 125
pounds.
That's
awful as well. Oh, we should, by the way, remember this is a podcast right now.
No, I know. Sorry.
Just describe it. That's all.
Yeah. It's an old Umbro kit.
That's a horrible one.
Yes, quite bad.
Yeah, like that looks like tuxedo. One of those fake tuxedos. Yes,
yeah,
it's
right.
One of those fake tuxedos. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Tuxedo like t-shirt.
It's got like a dicky neck with black and white, and then a big maple leaf with 13. The number.
It does. It looks like the color of a jacket there.
Yeah,
inside the maple leaf, look and this up. Is also yeah, Umbro, right. But it's a men's large. So, like, look how like the sleeves went down past my elbows. Short sleeves.
Yeah, but after the match, you could just put a belt with that and put on some long stockings yeah. and you'd
just
be ready to go.
Cinch it.
Right, let's get moving on here. Okay, that's
sorry.
Christ, it's still 10 points, right?
I hijacked it.
That's 10. That was some bad ones.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Craig, what did you find?
All right. Well, I found the old Canada jersey. Hang on a second. I'll hold it up.
Oh, there it is.
That's like terrible.
It's like the paint spatter one, right?
And it's Jackson Pollock, right?
There's lots of pictures, though, isn't there, of Craig wearing that on the web?
I mean, and look at the lettering there.
That's terrible, Kit.
I love it.
I think Walt Disney threw up.
Yeah. Who threw up?
Walt Disney.
No, there's no swastikas.
Oh. Forrest, what year would that have been?
You got the trains going on time, though, Sharon.
You remember?
When would that be? mid-90s, I think.
Well, yeah. That's going to be a 10-pointer, too, isn't it? That's horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Horrible. That's score.
Right. Even though JC loves it. Maybe you should give it to JC. All right. JC, do you have an answer? Obviously, you yourself haven't played professional sports, but.
Well.
Get a uniform.
So I would say when I started at Remington's on Yonge Street, Remington's, if you guys don't know, is a gentleman's strip club for other gentlemen, sometimes ladies on Tuesdays, but generally for gentlemen. So when I started, I didn't realize that I couldn't just take everything off. I had to wear accessories. So the one thing was a tiny cowboy hat that they would make me wear on the end of my horn.
So on your other head.
Yeah, so then I could, but then I would have to go and ride. Another guy dressed as a horse, and I would ride him around the stage, and I'd make loads of money. But then the assless chaps were also like, I mean, those assless chaps definitely chapped. That's why they call them chaps. Anyway, that was it was something. Also, my Domino's Pizza uniform when I was a kid was pretty awful. Also.
I love hearing JC's stripper stories. Mm-hmm. Different life.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good.
Good story.
We ever announced her at a strip joint? Put your hands together for Candy. Yeah.
I wanted to be, and that's how I got the job. I was like, hey, can I be the announcer? Like, well, no, but you look like you got something down there. Something special.
We don't like your pipes, but we like your pipe.
Yeah.
Jimmy, hey, points, Jimmy.
Oh, I like it. It was a bit crazy and weird.
like Forrest's shirt.
Yeah.
What's the number for Forrest? What's the number for JC? Who's scoring?
It's Jimmy's question.
Full marks, right? No?
Yeah, full marks. They're all good. That Forrest's kit is disgusting. That's full one kit. Of the ugliest I've seen. Yeah.
Full marks.
Yeah.
All right, who's up?
Go on, Charms.
I haven't got real good ones apart from some really bad suits back in the Sportsnet days. You know, too tight. You guys all saw the shirt issue incidents, right? Some tight shirts.
Forrest, what would we give him for that time when he wore that suit jacket that was so tight that button was about to pop? Remember, we moved our seats because we're going.
It was going to blow at some point. I know.
You could see the thread starting to move a little bit as he was shifting.
No, I'm gonna answer for Sharms. Sharms is best, and it wasn't his fault. It was a really good looking kind of charcoal suit. It just so happened that it was the same day he had to fill on one soccer for 4 hours because Canada boycotted that match.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And it was on the same color couch. So his suit and the couch were the exact same color. And he just sat there trying to fill with Wheeler talking about something. And he's talking back and forth with Sharms. And
wasn't that a meme made of that or something? There was something
It was brilliant, but it wasn't your fault. But I have to say, you shouldn't have been embarrassed because your suit and the couch were matching.
It's just my head just sitting there because it kind of
you were a floating head.
That's my answer. Thanks, that's a good one.
Thank you. So I'm going to take 5 points for that. We both get 5 because I don't have.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Except I did try and style the painter hat. Remember the old painter hats that you would see? And
yes.
Yeah.
So back in the early 90s, I would wear a painter hat because I got one. And so I tried to bring that as a fashion statement into the Ottawa, Montreal region. It didn't go over well.
And it became eventually Craig's goalkeeper shirt.
Yeah.
It also went on JC's penis at Winchester's afterwards.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
What up, Primers? It's JC, that guy. Don't miss a second of Premier League action only on FuboTV. Subscribe at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. With Serie A, League One, and One Soccer 2, you can get it all at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Now, back to the show.
All right, JC, your time for your question. This is a good one, actually. I like this one.
Okay, so
with Canada to take on Trinidad on Saturday, all I can think about is Island Curry. What was the most memorable dish you remember eating on an away trip?
It's a good one.
Oh, we'll start with Craig, because it looks like you have one.
Jerk chicken in Kingston, Jamaica.
That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. That's a 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the worst meal that I ever had was chicken Kiev in Kiev.
Then it's just called chicken, though, right?
There was no chicken. It was like it was like bread with butter in it, and it just broke through the breadcrumbs, and just butter just poured everywhere, and it was just there was no chicken.
Well,
kind of like the shake and bake. No chicken involved.
11. That's an 11.
No chicken involved.
Amy.
We went to Singapore twice. So before the Women's World Cup in 2007, which was in China, and also before the 2008 Olympics, also in China. And we kind of spent at least 3 weeks in Singapore. And Singapore, if you've ever been, has a fruit called durian, and it just smells disgusting. It looks like an oversized avocado with spikes, and you... Yep. Come out of the hotel, you walk around, and it's just an overwhelming scent. Mm-hmm. So everybody was kind of put off, and like my appetite was a little bit affected, even though in the hotel, you were sort of isolated from all that. But we usually would have, the buffet style meals, and they usually had, with Carr and I being the two vegans on the team, Carling, a couple of options for us, but they just kind of forgot about it. And then one day we reminded them, and then this majestic coconut curry showed up. And I think it was like the situation we were in, stomach being turned by the smell of the durian wafting into the hotel. But this curry was the best thing I'd ever tasted. And he had it over kind of the fragrant kind of jasmine rice. And it was just a glorious curry.
10. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I was going to say, she uses such wonderful words, JC, but the story didn't pay off. I have to tell you.
You don't think? I like the durian reference. Because
yeah. You're not fucking giving out the grades here, Warner.
I'm helping with the judging.
Well, I got to go full marks on that.
And me also, too.
Fun fact about durian is it's illegal to take it on public transport.
As really? It should be.
Yeah.
It does. That's I remember right. being over in Asia. It's horrible smell.
Smells bad, tastes great. It's a weird thing.
Speaking of tasting great, Dan Wong.
Best food would be in Thailand. There are a lot of Indian people there too, so they do an Indian Thai food, and it's a beautiful mix of both cultures' food. And you could have a Thai curry with Indian flavors, and it was brilliant on Koh Samui. On $50 a night at Al's Resort for a beach hut. And it was amazing. I remember
that. He just ruined it by saying Al's Resort. Yeah. He's like, Koh Samui, Al's Resort.
Well, there's a lot of value at Al's Resort.
So exotic until that.
I know.
Right on the beach. It was fantastic. And they'd walk around. They'd walk around with the hibachis, and you'd have chicken skewers and pineapple for $1. Mm. And you're like, and then you'd get a massage for $4 plus the happy ending, so $6.
From Al.
What about the big
Al? From Al.
Al's massages.
No, it was called Al's Resort and Massage.
I got a blind massage in Thailand once.
You got what?
In Thailand, they really help the blind people, visually impaired, and they train them to become massage therapists. And you can get really cheap deals. And
this
so
is
I
the beginning of a joke, isn't it?
No. I went to a massage clinic, right? It wasn't a clinic, it's Thailand, right? And I was expecting this gorgeous, beautiful Thai girl to come out, to massage me. But no, in the end, it was Quasimodo, who had one eye over here and one eye over there. And great massage, though. But it wasn't what I quite expected. Anyway, sorry.
Don't make fun of Al. He was doing his best.
One-eyed Al. Yeah. All right, okay. JC.
Full marks.
Thank you.
Okay, Sharms.
I was at Anfield once, and I was in this hospitality suite post-match, and they fed us. It's an amazing meal. It's brilliant. Having dessert, and I forget what the dessert was, enjoying it, and then suddenly this guy's kind of just standing right beside me, kind of, like, what? I'm eating my dessert here. I look up, and it's Javier Mascherano. And after the match, they bring one of the players in the match to come round to do the old, RSVP, not RSVP, what do you call it?
VIP.
VIP, that's the one, VIP, VIP thing, right? And, a little small word signs a program for me. But I'm like, I'm trying to fucking eat my dessert here. I haven't got time for this. So Javier Mascherano ruined my dessert, and that was my most memorable meal at a football match.
That gets it. I'll give full marks on that too.
Okay.
Jimmy.
Probably when I went to, similar to Dubs, when I was with Norwich, we went to Malaysia for preseason. And the food there was just off the chart every single day. The players were going nuts. I think we actually were putting on weight when we were meant to be losing weight because we were eating so much. Food was spectacular.
Anything specific?
The curries were very, very good. And the spices that they used, JC, they were so flavorful.
Were they exotic spices, Jimmy?
There was numerous exotic spices.
It trailed off pepper. There a little bit. Did you notice? It's like there's something going on under the table.
Saffron so was flavorful. Used an awful lot.
It was a little Simpson-esque.
Let's get moving here because Jimmy's got to leave right. All right. Probably now, actually. But we've got to finish this flask before if we can. Nine? Go. Good.
Yes.
Is it everyone from that round? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
did I go?
Oh, yes, please. Yes.
Oh shit. I didn't prepare one. Oh wait. I went to Twickenham to see England, Ireland, and walking to the sorry Dubs, but walking to like from the train station to the stadium, there was this like car like they were roasting a sorry Dubs. They were roasting a pig. And then so they had like pulled pork, but without barbecue sauce, like the proper way, like roast pork on a bun with crackling on top and this ridiculous mustard.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And it was like one of the best. It's the best. I still taste it. It was so fucking good. But it was also because there was a million people around hammered. There's pints in the street. So the atmosphere and everything was just incredible. So, yeah, that's me. I gave myself a 9.
Nice. All right, well, guys, this is the last question.
Last question. Yeah, good. We've all heard about our players' best performances playing for the national team. What was your all-time worst performance representing Canada, and what were the circumstances?
Oh,
and this also works for our friend Sharms as a broadcaster, JC as a VO guy, and myself as a producer-director. Go ahead, Dubs.
No.
Worst ever. Worst performance ever.
Okay. In September of 2005, we played Germany in Edmonton, and we were losing 4-1, and I'd fucking had enough of the game, and I took a second yellow, not deliberately, but like the situation called for it. Tactical foul, stupid foul, and I got sent off. So then we have a camp in Palm Springs in February of the next year, and this we hadn't played an international match in between, but everybody had kind of forgotten that I'd taken the red card. So we had two matches against Mexico. So I sat the first one, and then in between, like, just kind of these subliminal messages and like comments out of the side of the mouths of like assistant coaches saying, well, maybe you won't be the starter after all. And so I started to question myself. And then when I finally got inserted into the second game, because I had to sit for the first, I really wanted to do well, but like was trying way too hard. And because I wanted it so much, I performed very, very poorly. And that's what comes to mind when I think we tied the game. So collectively, like as a team, it was decent, but my individual performance was awful because I was way too amped up and I wanted it so badly, wanted to kind of prove it to others instead of it just being myself. And I shit the bed and I was really bad.
That makes me happy. 8.5.
Just kind of vindictive this morning, I feel like.
No, I'm on your side. You're winning right now, Jimmy.
Mine would have to be against Egypt. We were out there. We had a tournament. I was starving one night. And I ordered room service, which was a pizza. I ate the pizza. The next morning, I woke up food poisoning, shit myself, ended up going to the match. I had nothing in me but water. And I had the shakes, and I was cold. So I had playing against Egypt, long sleeve on, right, bundled up, playing the match. And within 15 minutes, I started overheating. And I'm on the sideline during the match, taking my shirt off, taking my undershirt off. And I remember the manager, I think it was Holger at the time, just staring at me going, what the hell is wrong with this guy right now? And throughout the day, I was sweating profusely. I just could not get into the game. And it was probably the worst match I've ever played in my life.
Yeah, you couldn't tell him the pizza either because he hated people ordering pizza.
Oh,
why?
That's all I could get on the menu. That was all I could get was a pizza. So it was
he just hated players eating stuff sort of outside of like the team environment, or he hated pizza. He had a thing for pizza.
Yeah, he just didn't think it was healthy and didn't think it was good for players to be eating that crap.
He's kind of right.
He's right. I was
not wrong, is he?
Which gets a bad rap. I mean, every now and again, there's nothing wrong with it, especially for an athlete.
Three times a week.
For a big match.
Yeah, maybe so not. don't order pizza in Egypt before a match. Yeah.
Was that the camel incident trip?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, right. The LG. You were Hogan's favorite player that weekend.
LG Cup. Didn't we win it? Did we win it?
No, because you lost to Egypt.
That's right.
I wonder if the left back sucked.
Yeah. I didn't play that game.
I was injured. I played against Iran.
That's right. Jimmy gets a 9. Craiger?
Okay.
What? Jimmy's off. Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Bye, guys.
Later, Jim.
Yay!
That looked awesome.
I would say for me, it was probably, I think it was the 97 Gold Cup. We come off the season. Bob Lenarduzzi was the coach. He wanted everybody to have an off season, so he wasn't worried about preparation for that Gold Cup because we had some big World Cup qualifiers coming up. So we show up at Azteca completely unprepared, and we got absolutely shellacked. 8-0.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
for Canada.
Yeah,
that was almost a United. Were you in net for? Were you in the post between the posts for all 8 goals?
Oh yeah,
they would pull him.
You didn't walk off like Patrick Roy?
Nearly.
Say, I'm done with this.
Nearly.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't hear about that one in Craig's footballing history. You hear about the nines and the sevens against United, but not that. Now you will.
Nil against Mexico. That's embarrassing.
Were you responsible for those goals?
A couple.
We were in the paint splatter shirt.
I might have been, actually.
Mm-hmm. Really? I'm going to look up the 8-0 match against Mexico. I'm
drawing parallels here, perhaps, with the kit and the performance.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to forget about, we didn't take it seriously and it showed.
All right. I'm going to give that a 9. I like that.
Or an 8.
I'm going to give it an 8. I will give it an 8. Charms. Well played, Forrest.
Okay. Obviously, I can't come close to comparing myself to, you know, Canadian internationals. But when I was 14 years old, I was known as the kid that loves snooker, as you might, you know, guess back at my high school. So I organized a snooker tournament, right? I was, you know, I loved organizing tournaments and a snooker tournament, and lots of kids joined in and played, right? And a lot of expectations for myself, right? I got to the final on this shitty old table, and that day the table played poorly. I was awful that day. I couldn't hit a thing. I remember before leaving for school that day, my dad saying to me, give me a pep talk, you know, saying, you know, go get him, slugger, or something. And that was living with me the entire time, thinking, oh, my dad's expecting so much from me, you know. He's going to drop me this weekend at the rugby game. He's expecting so much from me this weekend. And I played Simon fucking Jones, a ginger. And
his family was obviously from England,
and he beat me in the final, and there's quite a crowd gathered around, and he beat me, and I was absolutely traumatized by that defeat. So I had to rush to the washroom to you know, gather myself afterwards.
Really?
You know, it was pathetic. I should have smashed him.
So to make this story all make sense, though, 10 years later, it was Simon Jones, who was blind at this point, and gave Charms a massage.
Yeah, exactly. How's that trophy tree now, Simon? Yeah, I remember it so well. And I still get a little bit of anxiety thinking
about it. I like that. I'm going to give you 11 because that's straight from the heart.
You internationals can stick your story.
Yeah, that was straight from the heart.
It's far more tragic.
I have a question, though. Do snooker players frequently say that the table played poorly?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard that before.
I hate it even more.
Yeah, certain tables, the pockets can be a little bit tighter than they should be. The nap of the cloth could be a little bit, you know, overused. I mean, this is an old table, 6x3, wasn't even full size.
That's what Al said when he was giving you the massage.
Al/Simon.
and the blind guy beat you.
Yeah. Okay, reverse the roles. Okay, Simon was blind.
Charms was actually giving the massage.
All right, no.
For 6 months in Thailand.
Enough. I've got to go soon.
JC.
So when I first started my Broadway career in New York in the 90s, I finally got my big break. So Bette Midler, who was the star of the show, she had been injured when my boyfriend's friend bashed into her in a softball game. So finally, there was a lot of backlash. People were really, anyway, I finally got on stage. And I started singing my song, I've Made a Long Journey from Milan to
Rochelle.
And then I'm like, whoa, my boot was untied. Could I do it again? Could I do it again? And they wouldn't let me do it again. And I got booed off stage. So that was a real tough one.
That is a tough one. I'm going to give that a 9 because you did mention Minsk, which is in Belarus. They're not treating people well right now.
And Bette Midler.
Yeah. I always like Bette Miller.
Yeah. Wind between my wings.
Wind between my wings.
You never get that title right for it. I know.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Wind between my legs.
Balls.
What's your answer?
I don't know if I can go as far back as Charms, but I had a stinker of a track meet. We were at the provincials and we had just set, I think we tied the Ontario record for relay.
Regulars.
And so we were now in the finals and I took off too soon. And in the 4x1, you have to time your hand off. Yeah. And then my buddy's like, stop, because he's a really good friend. And I'm like, so I had to slow down. And then like you slow down and like four guys pass you. So we're in the finals and we ran our slowest race that we'd run in. And it part, then I ran onto, but then my other buddy, we screwed up two out of the three handoffs. My other buddy started too slow on me. So then I caught up to him.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was like the Pumas. I jumped on him. Yes, exactly. So that was underperforming at the provincials, which wasn't a great feeling, especially when you're like, you knew you could have done better. It was one of those ones where, because we had set the record, the city record in Ottawa, kept breaking records for 4x1. And then we got to the final and we were like, oh, we shit the bed.
You choked. So
we did.
Yeah.
We choked that week.
You got the stink eye.
Yeah. Sometimes you get the stink eye, right? Yeah. Sometimes it happens.
I think it's 10 points for that. I mean, that's pretty tragic because you let your team down as well.
Yeah. Except we were drunk the night before and then we got kicked off the track team. So
didn't mention that part.
Well, the funny thing is they sent letters home and my best friend got the letter the day before me because of Canada Post, and he calls me, goes, intercept the letter, because it was like irresponsible. We had to go see the principal. They had to get the parents to sign it because we got drunk the night before the final, all that kind of stuff. So
wow.
It was a road trip. You got to do things right.
Real professional.
You know what? I'm going to give myself a 10.
All right, tabulate one. I've got to go real soon, so tabulate.
Okay. And then we get the footy picks. The winner today with 39.5 points, Amy Walsh. 39 and out of 40. 39.5 out of 40.
Yay!
For the handstand, I think, just for that alone, she should get that.
Well, she got an 11 for that, too.
I know.
She deserved it. She could have got a 15 for that.
Mm-hmm. It was very good. It was very good. Great, great podcast material too.
Yeah.
We'll get on video somehow. Yeah. Maybe I'll put that on the
podcast. Sharm's great podcast material. She takes her ear. She can't hear us. She's doing, no one can see her.
We'll do is, I mean, obviously you will have some video on the site. We'll put this, some of these clips from on the blog, maybe the headstand, some of the shirts perhaps. So stay tuned to our social feeds for that. At some point in the next month or so, we'll do that. All right, hey, let's roll some footy picks, shall we?
DJ Melody! It's footy picks, it's footy picks, it's footy picks. All footy
picks. All right, so we got our parlay. This pays, by the way, $5. It pays plus 3,081, so you win $160.
Wow.
When we win, Portland beating Philly in MLS. Was that yours, Wonga?
Yeah, it's mine.
It's a good one because Philly's missing, I think it's 8 players.
That's what I looked at. I was looking at how many players are they going to lose.
No one's lost more than Philly for the pull-ups. We have Columbus beating Charlotte. I like that one. Was that Craig? Was it Jimmy?
No.
Jimmy, but Columbus are playing brilliant football right now.
Also, can we just mention before, Wilfred, your old CF Montreal coach, could be going to Southampton, eh? Did you read that?
Mm-hmm. Well, rumor.
I didn't see that.
Rumor.
Really?
Yeah, rumor. Yeah.
All right. So, we got Vancouver beating Real Salt Lake.
Wow.
That was me.
Oh, all right. Gregor's homeschool.
Well, if you listen to Vancouver Whitecaps 3 questions, you'll understand why. Hmm. By the way, we have a pretty special guest on that show next week. We have, from the internationals, we have Croatia beating Tunisia, courtesy JC.
Ooh.
Yes. Shout out to Kula.
What if Croatia are going to get old at some point? Do you think they are?
They've got a lot of great players coming.
It's amazing. Wales beating Finland. I have that in Euro qualifying, which goes this weekend, of course, in the playoffs. Just because I like Wales.
And Robert Taylor, who had to pen kind of an apologetic kind of piece because he declined that invitation to play with Finland.
That's right. Him off into Miami.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If I was him, I wouldn't leave Miami either.
Right? No, geez. No kidding. And we have Canada beating Trinidad and Tobago. Dubs.
TNT, it's going down.
By the way, Canada's like minus 1,100 for that. They're massive favorites.
Hmm.
Which is a little bit disrespectful to TNT, I think, Dubs. But I still think Canada should be favorites, obviously.
Yeah, because TNT, they're dynamite, so you would figure they have a good chance, right?
No. Yes, Dubs. Well done. That's pretty good.
It's so slow on the uptake, you guys.
That's yeah. pretty
Maybe
good.
Maybe the joke yeah. was poor.
No, that's pretty
good. It was more right. the delivery. The joke was good. The uptake was good. It was the delivery, Dubs.
Wow. Okay, our supporters club have...
killing me today.
Giving you the shit.
Killing me.
Paid bad on that one.
I had a colonoscopy on Tuesday. Come on, man.
Let me read what the supporters club had to say. This week's footy picks for Starks. Hey, Starkey. Who's nice. Undergoing knee surgery. We picked Chelsea and Arsenal women. Starks is a Chelsea supporter, but Arsenal was his uncle's club, and it's always close to his heart. We added something from the Slovakia League because Alan and the Caps as the last Canadian club standing without a loss. And the payout was dismal on that, so they added a fourth. Okay, so they have Chelsea and Arsenal in the women's. They have KFC Komarno beating MSK Zelina. I think that's in the second division Slovakian league, by the way. It was a bitch trying to find it. Vancouver to beat Real Salt Lake as well.
52-48.
That's the supporters. So there you have it. That's their supporters club. And we thank them also for their flaccid four question today as well.
Absolutely. Right. And also, oh, wait, just community bet. We have it right now that went up Canada 95% over Trinidad Tobago.
So you were right.
At 2% and draw to extra time is at 2.5%. Okay. So it'll be, TNT Dynamite is that's
4
supposed to
p.m.,
go.
4 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. 4 p.m. Yes. tomorrow. And then you can enjoy your MLS games. So it's a lot of football tomorrow.
And Jimmy on the call.
And Jimmy on the call on
great one.
Which you can catch also on FuboTV.com through One Soccer. And you can subscribe, FuboTV.com/footyprime. Give us a few bucks while you're at it, please. We implore you. All right. Anything else you want to get to?
Subscribe to our YouTube because I think we're only about 20 away from 1K.
Are we really?
Mm-hmm. We were at 971 this morning. Did you see?
Okay. So maybe my math is poor.
Well, that's close enough. 29.
I thought we were closer than that.
We'll get there this weekend.
We're very close.
Changed.
Yeah, we'll get there this weekend. All right. And please check out our website. We are footyprime.com and all our channels. Like and subscribe. Leave comments. Leave reviews. All helps, believe it or not. And yes, I also dismiss these requests from other shows, but please don't because we really need the help. Until next time, Monday, when we'll look back on what was hopefully a famous win for Canada.
Oh, wait. We need to – broadcast is dropping on Saturday.
Oh, is it Saturday? Is it? Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be dropping the broadcast on Saturday, recording Friday, but we want to make sure everyone knows broadcast, Amy, Rian, and Claire, and someone else. You have a special guest, right?
Special guest, AC Lang of WSoccer.ca. Great following, pushes women's soccer, ways that you can watch it, ways that you can sort of participate.
Consume it,
exactly. Just tremendous. So they'll be on with us to discuss Women's Champions League, the Olympic draw. Canada, I think, got a very favorable draw. I mean, there's only 12 teams.
France, Colombia, and New Zealand?
Compared to that, there's two other group of deaths kind of thing, right?
I mean, the other groups just look ridiculous. Ridiculous stuff, which is going to be with only 12 teams, right? So I think out of all of the possible scenarios, I think this is probably the best one.
I think it was W Soccer on Twitter. I think it was them. They mentioned how Hervé Renard will be leaving France after the Olympics, which is interesting from a Canadian perspective because he was linked at one point to the Canadian men's job.
This is true.
Anyway, we don't know much more than that, but that's interesting.
I'm sick of the women's game being used as a springboard into the men's game.
Stepping stone. The Herdman effect. It's cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, everyone. That's Footy Prime News and Dubs for another week. We'll speak to you on Monday. Actually, well, on Saturday, Dubs, as just mentioned, we'll be joining you. So until then, cheers for listening. Bye-bye.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by FuboTV and by Tony Bett. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG. And visit WeAreFootyPrime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Hard out. You got 6 minutes, Charms.
I know. I can do a lot in 6 minutes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.